This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. I hate saying that this early in that song. It's appropriate today. I love that.
Just let it play.
Exactly. Jamie Morris, Matt Leach, Isaiah Hull, the whole truth is here. Been here the whole day. I appreciate you being here the whole day, you know? Wolverine's Wire. Again, we got Eric from South Carolina and his son, Ethan. You know what? You made my day today because you were here. And I got to hear the real of it all. Someday we're going to get paid, Ethan. You and me, dude, I'm with you.
I told him not to say that.
You know how kids are. They're unpredictable. I'm just telling you, sometimes.
I'm like Steph Curry. You don't know where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do.
Ooh, okay.
There you go. Love that bravado.
Steph Curry with a shot.
I love it. I love it, man.
And Jamie, being a little boy yourself, one of these long time ago, you know, I mean, what's the one guaranteed way to get a kid to do something or a young boy to do something? Tell him he can't do it.
Right. I mean, you did tell him not to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just...
You got exposed, son.
Son?
You got exposed, son. Son.
He gonna cry in the car.
734-998-1050. Let's go to Dennis in the OC. What up, Dennis?
Oh, Jamie Morris. What a great show. Now, do you have five people in there or six in the studio?
No, it's three, including me and Matt. There's five of us.
Oh, there's five. Well, so there's a Fab Five. Wow, what a great lineup you got there. And welcome back, Eric, and welcome, young Ethan. Everybody's doing a fine job there. So it's great to listen to what y'all have to say about the different games and that sort of stuff going on. And so tomorrow... Tomorrow afternoon, of course, those Wolverines are getting ready. You know, we're going to see that Wolverine Express out there for the second week in a row. Those Wolverines are going to corral them some horse flesh, and we're going to see the maize and blue daubers up as we continue to come back from down under with that emotional drive, just like the United States of America in World War II. Oh, these 2018 Wolverines led by Jimmy Harbaugh are going to keep picking them up and laying them down. That offense is going to go up and down that field like a bunch of penguins with hot herrings in their cummerbunds. That defense is going to be overwhelming. Oh, the kicking game, the special teams. It's all going to come together. They're going to clear the bench one more week. Oh, and we're going to be singing long and loud the greatest fight song ever written, the Michigan Victors. And pretty soon, the whole crowd's going to be imitating Jamie Morris doing the high step up and down the steps, up and down the field. It's going to be a great big festive Michigan Saturday afternoon out there in the hole that Yost, Doug, Chrysler, paid for, Canham carpeted, Weidenbach resided. Bill Barton Field Turf, Parker thoroughly and carefully renovated, Brandon Litmanuel maintains, and Jimmy Harbaugh fills every cotton pick in maize and blue Michigan home football Saturday with over 100,000 of the greatest fans in the history of college athletics in general and college football in particular. Oh, I can hardly wait. You can hardly wait. Aren't we all just seeing those maize and blue spots before our eyes, Jamie?
I appreciate that. Dennis, I don't know how you did that, man. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Go blue.
Go blue, Dennis. I love it. Love it. Got me fired up. I'm about to go out there and rip it down. 734-998-1050. Let's go to High Octane Mike. It's been a while, Mike. Where you been?
Good afternoon, Jimbo. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. Got the pork lane going on the rotisserie, getting ready to do a little cooking up here and have a little bit of dinner before we get into the great big Michigan Saturday afternoon tailgate there at the Golabat Blue Victor Lounge. Just, you know, kind of getting fired up and getting a little bit ready. Now, rumor has it, you got Eric from South Carolina in the studio.
I do. And his son, Ethan. Don't forget that.
And does Eric have a headset on?
He does. He's listening to you right now.
I hear you, buddy.
Eric? What's happening, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself, brother?
Doing all right. It's been like 3 years since you and I laid eyeballs on each other. So you going to be in the Victor's Lounge tomorrow?
Well, I have a 10-year-old with me. So
I won't be in the lounge.
Well, are you going to be? Will you be standing on the outside, or is there some place in the neighborhood? Or I'll tell you what. Why don't you drop your number with J-Mo or something like that, and that way you and I could do a little hookup. I'd love to meet your son.
All right, that'll work, man. I'll definitely do that. We'll get together.
That would be cool. Looking for a great, big, cool Michigan afternoon tomorrow. Jamie, that's about the only reason I called. And then the other day, you know, I called Matty Leach, and doggone it, I never got to call back. But there was a gentleman, Dennis from Rochester, that called you about a week, 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember the call, Jamie, or not.
No, not yet, but remind me, please. You can jar it.
He called in, and he sounded like he was a little bit with the little generated with the happy sauce. And I made the comment to Matty Leach because I was working and I couldn't stay on the line to talk. But I was wondering if he was any sort of relation to 5 o'clock Gin Mike. Good boy, they sounded. And I'm not sure that they were both drinking the 5 o'clock gin, but I know Mike's drinking the 5 o'clock gin. But I'm thinking my man from Rochester might have been drinking, I don't know, maybe the R&R from Rochester. I'm not sure about that.
It might have been 1 o'clock whiskey.
Exactly.
That's a fact. So, yep. All right, well, Eric, I'm glad you're in town. You got out of the way of the hurricane and all that stuff, and I'm praying for you that everything's okay when you get back, because I've got a really good friend that actually works in security down on the stadium on Saturdays, and he came in Thursday night, so I'm going to go over and say hi to him tomorrow that I graduated high school from. And I'm glad you're here, and I hope that there's some way we can make it work. And if you can't leave it with Jamie, if you can get with Ira and give me, you know, Eric's phone number or something like that, and that way I can hook up with Eric. I'd love to see him again.
No, we'll get it done. We will get it done.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't get it done, you're going to have some high-octane retribution, let me tell you.
I got you. We got it. I mean, pretty much we got your name plugged in here, so Matt can give him your number right away before he leaves.
I'll stay on hold.
Okay. Sounds good. See, there you go. We work it out. We work it out.
I see.
Yeah, that's how we get it done.
Ethan, you know what? He whenever he wants to come back, you got an open invitation to come on the zone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There you go. You got a zone. Hey, anytime you want to come on the zone, you let me know. All right? You can even call me.
Ooh.
But yeah, you gotta tell your dad before you call.
I might
though.
Be gone during the summer day. Yeah, that's all I gotta see.
Where you gonna be?
I'm gonna be here.
Okay. Jamie, you got somebody to do your yard all the summer.
There you go. You know, I'm going home to cut my grass today, so I don't have to do it tomorrow.
You're not going to do it tomorrow?
No, bro. I'm not doing that in the morning.
It really doesn't seem like there's a lot going on tomorrow. Just could, you know, go out there, just have a nice relaxing afternoon, cutting the grass.
But I'm one of those neighbors. I get mad at somebody who turns their lawnmower on before 9 a.m.
Oh, that's...
We did a show on this about proper lawn cutting etiquette. What time right. You should turn your lawnmower on?
Now, if you live in the middle of nowhere like I do, you can cut your lawn at 3 a.m.
Well, if you don't have neighbors, but if you're in suburbia...
Yeah, no, you gotta wait until after 10 to do anything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's the weekend. People trying to sleep in. I don't want to cut nobody's lawn, and you shouldn't be... Don't do that, because I'll go over there and cut your lawn for you at 6 a.m. I'm not looking for that, you know?
They might take you up on that service, though. The angry Jamie mows my lawn early, just to wake him up. I hate waking up this early, but he does such a fine job of cutting the lawn.
So then I just got to be, you know, go out there. I can play the Victors out there mm-hmm. all day.
There you go.
People will love that. I got my little wireless speaker that I stick out there. See, I'm one of them noisy neighbors, you know what I'm saying? I got speaker playing and the dogs running around. I'm cutting lawn.
That's perfect.
It is. Yeah. Get it done, you know?
That's right.
That's all. Just trying to get it in. Got to figure out what I'm going to eat tonight anyway. Because on Friday, don't nobody ever know what they're going to eat. You know what I'm saying? Especially you got kids.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the kids going to want something, your honey going to want something, and you want something. Now you got to bring it all together. Because you don't want to go to three different places. So, you know, for me, I got to figure it out.
Yeah, I go to a grocery store. They got everything there.
That's the truth. What?
He doesn't know you don't cook.
Oh, I cook, bro. I cook.
What? When?
I make spaghetti, bake spaghetti. I make spaghetti in six different ways.
I take it to spaghetti Sunday. Spaghetti is his to-go dish.
Huh?
I take it spaghetti is his to-go to his go-to dish.
Oh, I'm good with spaghetti. Wait a minute. I don't just make spaghetti. I got shells. I got all kinds of things with pasta.
All right. If you make baked spaghetti, make it right now.
What do you mean, make it right now?
Make it right now. You won't do it.
Yeah, I can go home and do it. I mean, yeah.
We got a kitchen right around the corner, man. Come on.
I'm going in there. They don't have that oven that I have at the crib.
I'm just hungry.
We can get you the pots and pans and the stoves and the skillets and all that. We can put it in there.
I'm just hungry and just trying to get a little peer pressure going on here.
I know, but I can bring in my baked spaghetti now. It's good. I'm not going to lie. I brags on my...
I'm talking to Kendall about this one. She'll give me the real 411.
You can ask. My baked spaghetti dough, the sauce has nothing but veggies in it, though, too. Veggies in it. Broccoli, different things, you know. I put some things in it. It's sauce, but I add some vegetables.
That's normal.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just making sure. So some people, like, what you got in there? They always, what did I just eat? Spaghetti. That would be plant-based spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, trying to keep it real. 734, oh my goodness, you can't leave now. What's up, Brock? How you doing from West Bloomfield?
What up, Brock? What's up, J-Mo? How you doing? Man, you got a packed house in there today, Jamie.
Come on, man. I can't say what I want to say.
Hey, J-Mo, I'll be honest with you.
What?
I mean, the spaghetti might be good, but I can't take food tips from Matt because he put ketchup on his hot dog.
Oh, yeah. You right about that?
Matt.
Ethan.
I'm with you, Matt.
Do you eat ketchup with your hot dog?
No, it's nasty.
He don't like ketchup.
Oh, even the little fella.
It's the kid.
I love it. I love the hot dog with my ketchup.
Okay.
Because
you're
a weirdo, bro.
Hold on.
Hey, Jamie, I thought of you. I saw a guy on Twitter put a poll up like, who still eats ketchup on their hot dog? And somebody put a comment that it sounded like Jamie Morris. He said, if you're over 10 and you still put ketchup on anything other than French fries, you need to be taking the gym.
Okay, so we got to bring Isaiah up to date on this because he's sitting here looking at me like, what are y'all talking about ketchup for? So I believe you get a certain, well, I was raised this way by my father. when you get to a certain age, you eat that beef byproduct, which is hot dogs, only with mustard. You done with ketchup to a certain age, okay?
I've heard that quite a bit.
So that being said, I said this to young Matthew one time, and he goes, no, I eat ketchup with my hot dog. I'm like, you need to grow up. So we went on the radio and asked everybody. Some people like ketchup on their hot dog. Some people grew up and said, yeah, I like it with mustard. I get it.
Jamie, that true?
I eat it with only mustard now.
Like last year, I just started hating ketchup on my hot dogs.
See, he got older than you quick. That young man didn't grow up on you.
He don't know what's good.
See, I think it depends.
Biggie, you raised. I wouldn't say you raised him right, but it sounds like your son got good intuition.
He did.
I like that.
He figured it out.
I like that.
Isaiah, now you can tone in. Go ahead.
I think it depends on the style of hot dog. Now, if you're just doing it, if you're doing like a Detroit Coney dog, it's got to be mustard only. If you're doing like an LA dog.
That's
like,
a Coney. That's different.
Yeah. That is.
These are all different. We're talking your basic ballpark hot dog.
I probably do ketchup and mustard, honestly.
Boom!
Oh! He hasn't grown up yet. He hasn't grown up yet.
Listen, there's six people. There's six people here, including Brock on the phone. We've got an even split. It's 50-50.
See, only thing, J-Mo, I would say it would be a culture thing, but eat throwing it off.
Oh, yeah.
And I like ketchup and mustard on mine, too, on my colons.
No.
Matter of fact, I can get extra ketchup.
Because one time I had a debate with somebody that, like, during Thanksgiving time,
right,
in a black home, macaroni and cheese is a side. Black people only eat black macaroni and cheese as a side.
Right.
But in typical white homes, macaroni and cheese is an entree. Right. And we got into a debate about that at work.
Okay. All right. You know what?
But think about it, J-Mo. You just said spaghetti. We turned spaghetti into a side dish.
I don't know who turned spaghetti into a side dish now.
I just seen it before, J-Mo, at a barbecue. You go to a barbecue and you want a little bit of this spaghetti on the side. Wings, spaghetti.
That's like a potluck.
Well, you just had, they just had a potluck and somebody just brought spaghetti. Exactly. Somebody just said, I ain't got time for this. I'm just going to make some spaghetti.
But about the game, J-Mo, one thing I want to see, because I think Michigan's going to win pretty comfortably, but I like to see them. I know last week your thing was you want to see at least 250 on the ground.
I did.
This week, I want to see us drop back a little bit more in pass, because I want to see what them tackles can do when they got to just be in straight. I'm not a rolling out, but just straight pass pro.
I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, I can see that.
I still want to see this week.
I still want 250 on the ground, and you know what? I want 200 in the air.
Right. I just want to see if Shay or Dylan or whoever, if Michigan throw 25 times for the game, I want 20 of them to be just straight drop back. Let's see what the tackles can do on just a basic straight drop back, not rolling out to kind of cover up the fact that they don't have to block that long.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
So, well, you fellas have a good weekend. Go Blue, Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
All right.
Wakanda forever.
There you go. 734-989-1050. Let's go to Griffin in Ann Arbor. What up, Griffin?
Hey, J-Mo, I was sitting here just listening to the radio show. Lovely conversation coming out of Toledo, Ohio. But I gotta stay with Matt on those hot dogs with some ketchup. Oh, by the way, till 8 o'clock tonight, if you go to the tattoo shop on the south side of Toledo and mention Terrell Pryor, you get 2 free tattoos of your choice.
Thanks,
and I'm out.
Thanks, Griffin. Appreciate that. 734-988-1050. Let's go to Tony in Ypsilanti. What up, Tony? Go to Tony, Matt. Sorry. Tony's probably talking. What up, Tony? Matt, there you go. Hey, Tony. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem, Matt. Okay, I wanted to break the tie, but someone just went to 7-6. And my thing is, in California, when I grew up, it was mustard and onions over a grilled hot dog.
Yeah.
But when I moved to Michigan, it's just a great hot dog cooked over the grill with mustard on it.
Well, you just tied it back up.
You messed us up, Tony. Thanks.
No, that's good, Tony. Thank you very much. Thanks, Tony. 734-988-1050. Let's go to Scott. What's up, Scott?
Hey, J-Mo, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, I'm a professional chef. I just want to set the whole ketchup thing straight here, all right?
All right, set it.
What color is ketchup?
Red.
Scarlet.
Okay, scarlet. Okay, scarlet.
And yeah, I'm not eating anything scarlet. What color is mustard?
Maize. Okay.
Right. So you got to go mustard on this. Keep the maize in the body, right?
Well, he broke the. Well, we in front now.
No, you can't.
Yeah. You know, and
Jim, can I say something real quick, Jim?
And if you're sophisticated, you put two kinds of mustard on your hot dog, like a little whole grain, or maybe a little honey mustard.
Okay, I got you. I get you. Thanks for the phone call, Scott. Go ahead.
It's like the texture and the taste is way better than ketchup. Mustard is way better than ketchup. The texture, the taste. That's all I got to say about it.
Okay. All right, you're right. I mean, you know, you eventually, look, you just young in your years right now when it comes to eating hot dogs. It's okay.
And we got a youth movement. That's cool.
That's all right.
That's it, yeah. Millennials.
There you go. Exactly. You say that. See, you got it. I'm just saying. It's just, look, I don't know how we got back on this, but I didn't start this.
It was all you.
I didn't start this. I explained to Isaiah what came of this, but, you know. So when you go to the stadium, Make sure you just put ketchup on your hot dog. Because you know what?
You had it right, J-Mo. You had it right.
Put mustard. Because if you put ketchup on there, that red just get all subliminal. Over you, messes up
Jamie
and everything.
Old mustard a smoothie, too.
I do. Now I owe everybody. So, well, I appreciate it. This was a fun day. I enjoyed. Thank Isaiah. Thank Ethan. That's who you thank. And I want to thank Matt. And you too, Eric. Thanks for coming. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us, man.
You're listening to The M Zone on WTKA AM 1050. The Ticket.